News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
O'Connell Street has something to the order, on my rough count, of about 30 tractors, the odd bus here and there, a truck, just parked right down the middle of O'Connell Street, therefore nothing moving through the centre of the city. Government leaders this morning are going to meet to discuss the surging cost of fuel following those calls to cut carbon tax and VAT on petrol and excise duty. Sean Defoe is with us, News Talk's political correspondent. I assume, Sean, they will be trying to balance being seen to capitulate to the kind of protest that they don't want to encourage, while at the same time trying to get everybody back to work and off the streets.
Yeah, it's always a bit of a balancing act, and probably to stress that, and the government would stress, this meeting this morning is not dictated by the protests. It was planned last week that there would be a meeting of key ministers involved in the energy sector in lieu of a cabinet meeting, with the Dáil being off for its Easter recess. So there is no full cabinet. It's going to be Taoiseach Tánaiste, the roads minister Sean Canney, representing the independent group, the transport minister. And essentially what they're doing is they're getting briefings from across government, from the Department of Finance, from NORA, about the energy reserves and how much there is in the country, between 70 and 90 days reserve, depending on whether it's kerosene or diesel or petrol, and really assessing what is the likely scenarios now in the wake of what you've just been talking about, that that ceasefire, that two-week deal last night. Because while they're on one hand balancing the domestic issue and all of these different groups that have come together to organise this protest, they also have to look at the bigger, the sort of macro situation, and say, okay, great, markets are reacting well, particularly the Asian markets are up 5 to 7% in some cases this morning in reaction to the news. But how far can we believe this is going to turn into a lasting ceasefire? And as you just mentioned, how quickly can the oil production that has been either stalled or entirely stopped get back up and running? And what does that mean for the Irish market a few weeks down the supply chain?
They also seem to have a challenge in terms of perception, because there does seem to be a view that the fact that the Irish economy is strong and the fact that we've had budget surpluses means that reductions in excise duty, I think to some extent, particularly by the protesters, are perceived as an easy gift for the government, that they won't struggle to find that money.
Yeah, and you could argue that in the short term that they're right and that there is money there. But what the government has to look at as well is the long term, and not being, say, a hostage to fortune, or if they gave in to the demand that we've heard made multiple times from the protesters over the last 24 hours to cap fuel prices. That's fine and good if it's a couple of weeks you're doing it for, but writing a blank check for a conflict that could go on much longer is a much more dangerous proposition. And what government would say is that they've already put €250 million into cutting excise, and that they are not really going to make any further decision until towards the end of May, when those measures are due to run out. So if those protesters today are hoping there will be some sort of a big decision or a big meeting out of today that will suddenly change their lot, they're going to be disappointed, because that's not what's going to happen. Now, obviously, there's a political reality here that if the protests continue going on and gumming up, in particular Dublin, but also other parts in the country, there are parts of Galway where I think they've been blocking a fuel refueling near the port there. So that's causing an issue as well. The longer that goes on, the more difficult it becomes for the government to ignore them. On the other hand, there's big groups like the Irish Road Haulage Association, the ICMSA, who are talking to government and aren't explicitly endorsing these protests, which again makes it hard for government to negotiate with one single point. So it's a very tricky one. And again, for the protesters, it's also a balance, because they have support right now. The longer they keep disrupting people in their commute into work, the quicker that support also evaporates.
Sean, thank you. Sean Defoe, News Talk political correspondent, text to say, so much for rolling protests. The motorways around Limerick are blocked up since yesterday, causing chaos all over the city. They're going to lose public support fairly quickly, if you view 53106. And by the way, we'll be getting a report in a second from Josh Crosby as to the situation in Dublin City. But just as of sort of 5 o'clock this morning, having had a look myself, what you have is a series of tractors parked up at the Parnell Square end of O'Connell Street. Then a bus and a couple of other tractors parked up sort of around the Talbot Street junction. A couple more tractors and a truck parked up at the O'Connell Bridge. Net effect of that is the guards have then put up road closure signs on all of the streets adjoining O'Connell Street and shut the centre of O'Connell Street. And you can imagine the impact that that is having across the centre of the city. And the protesters say that it is just warming up.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.